Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place.
Hello, hello. How are you? I know that I just chatted with you earlier this week, but I had to do a bonus episode because of this crazy off-the-wall offer. Okay, I know I talk about elevated offers pretty frequently. There's always some sort of elevated offer out there on a credit card. Now, whether that is more bonus points, a smaller minimum spend, maybe some more free night certificates, there's always great offers, and they're usually pretty good. They're like golden little nuggets of an extra boost that you can get when you sign up for a credit card. But I have never seen an offer like this before, ever. This is crazy to me. Okay, it is 120,000 points of my favorite points. These are Chase Ultimate Rewards points. This is gold. 120,000 points. I still can't even believe how many points they are giving you with this sign-up bonus. Okay, so first and foremost, what you need to know about this card, it is going to be the Chase Inc. Business Preferred credit card. Okay, this card is one of 3 Chase cards that allows you to transfer your points to transfer partners. Okay, this is the only business card that you can have that allows you to transfer them to partners. And then the 2 personal cards are the starter card, the Chase Sapphire Preferred or the Reserve, which is just a little more of an elevated card from the Preferred. Those 3 are the only ones that let you transfer points. So if you have other Chase cards, you have to have one of these cards to transfer your points from to this card to then be able to use them with like Hyatt, Southwest, United, all of those partners. Okay. Going back, so yes, this is a business card. This is the Chase Inc. Business Preferred. Do not let that throw you off or scare you or just say like, oh, I'm not going to apply for that card. Almost every single one of you can apply for a business card. Okay, so if you have, I have an entire podcast episode on this, but I'll give you a little rundown again. You do not need a full LLC. You don't have to have a corporation. You don't have to have employees. If you have that, great. Definitely sign up. We use our LLC for a lot of our business cards, but we also use sole proprietorship. So start getting creative. Do you have any sort of like side gig? Are you in network marketing? Do you maybe substitute teach on the side? Are you a coach on the side? Have you ever sold anything on Facebook Marketplace? Any sort of thing that generates income? Selling on Etsy, selling at a farmer's market, like any sort of income that you bring in, no matter how small, can get you qualified for a business credit card. Okay, I have seen people and heard of people applying for a business credit card under themselves as a sole proprietor, saying that they're going to make like $200 at your projected income and getting approved. So don't complicate this. Don't overthink this because it's a business card and you're afraid of it. 120,000 points is worth it. Okay. And don't count yourself out just because you're like, well, I'm not a business owner or I have a 9-to-5 job. Like I can't qualify. Almost everybody can. Like even if you don't, go grab a shirt out of your closet that you don't wear anymore and sell it on Facebook Marketplace and go apply for a business card, okay? Because these points are gold. So if you do go that route, then when you're in the application, it will ask for your like EIN number or your federal tax ID number. You just put your social security number in there. No big deal. You put your social and then it'll ask for your projected income through your business. And it'll ask for your business name, put your name, okay? Don't make up some business name unless you actually have an LLC. You just put your personal name and you will, and I've gotten approved for cards doing this. Okay. So I have cards under my LLC and then I have cards under my personal name. And then you can do this with all the cards. So like this card, we have three of this card because of our different businesses. So do keep that in mind. But yeah, business cards are the golden ticket. I promise you that. Okay. So this card is 120,000 points when you spend $8,000 in 3 months. I know for some people that is a little bit of a stretch. Again, if you cannot responsibly spend that money in 3 months, if that's not part of your budget, don't get the card. Don't spend money you don't have just to get an elevated offer. That is not worth it. That's not the point of this hobby. But do you have any like major upcoming expenses? I know back to school shopping can be pricey. Do you have like a home remodeling project you were thinking about doing that you could maybe bump up? We don't know when this offer is going to go away. There is no expiration date. So we have absolutely no idea. They've never done an offer like this before. This is crazy. So we really don't have any information. I don't know if it'll ever come back again. So definitely jump on it because we don't know when it's going to go away. Again, such gold. Chase is one, beginner friendly. It's a great way to get started. It's an easy way to use points to just kind of learn before you start branching out with the other banks. Chase points are super valuable because of their transfer partners, Hyatt being one of my absolute favorites. So 120,000 points, when transferred to Hyatt hotels, you could get 5 free nights in Hawaii. You could get 4 to 5 free nights at an all-inclusive resort in Mexico or the Caribbean. There's some in Costa Rica. I'm trying to think. There's like all-inclusives all over the map, but you could get 4 to 5 nights. You could get 5 nights in Costa Rica, like at some really high, like elevated, nice hotels. You can get so many free nights. And then if you stayed at even like a lesser resort, so let's say you didn't want to go to Hawaii and you just wanted to do some like United States domestic traveling, you could get upwards to 10 free nights depending on how cheap of a hotel you're booking at. So you have endless options. I actually just did a training inside the Travel Tribe membership. I have a few gals that are interested in going to Bali. We were looking at hotels in Bali. You can get hotels for 3,500 to 6,500 points a night. And they're like nice resorts. You could get, I don't even know the math and I'm not going to try and do it, but you could get multiple nights with these points. You could also book your flights. You can use Chase points for a plethora of partners that you could fly internationally. You could get easily 2 one-way first class flights with these points and probably have some left over because you could probably find them for a good deal, or you could get multiple economy one-way flights. You could transfer them to Southwest if you're looking at domestic travel again. You can have, I mean, multiple endless round trip flights within the domestic US with these points transferring to Southwest. So many options with this card, but you could, like, if you are new or maybe you haven't really done a whole lot with your points yet, this one sign up bonus could get you for sure one vacation, if not more than one vacation out of one sign up bonus, which is very, very rare. If you've been in this a while, you know, like, especially with me, like, I am constantly accumulating points and stacking points, and I have multiple cards and I'm using all those points for trips. And a lot of trips that you're going to take are going to require multiple sign-up bonuses or multiple points other than just one sign-up bonus to get you that one trip. So to have this many points with one card is absolutely genius. So I had to talk about it because this is gold. Don't count yourself out for business cards. If you already have this card, then no, you can't get it. You can get the sign-up offer every 24 months. So if you've had the card longer than that, you could cancel it and or downgrade it and then try and reapply. Or maybe you have it and your spouse doesn't, then refer them and let them get it. I obviously am going to put the link here in the show notes for you to grab it. And I just want to say, I so appreciate when you guys use my links for the credit cards in the show notes. It's a great way to support my business without paying any money out of your pocket. You're signing up for a card and I get a small commission off of it. So I really appreciate when you use my links. It truly helps me create more content, put out this podcast for you for free so that you can learn without me having to make you pay me. So I do appreciate it. I also want to mention that this card is only a $95 annual fee, which is very low. To get 120,000 points for $95 is a steal of a deal. Okay. Do not wait on this offer. Grab it right now. Don't wait and then miss out and be like, oh, am I too late? Because once it's gone, it's gone. And we have no idea if this will ever come back. We've never seen such an elevated offer. I'm guessing they probably won't bring it back every single year. It might be several years or never. I mean, we literally have no idea. So grab it while you can. Do it right now after this episode. Go in the show notes and apply, okay? If you are, you will either be approved right away. If you are denied or go into pending, don't worry. A lot of the times, especially with business cards, they may just need a little bit more information from you. You might just hear back in like a day. If you are denied, make sure you call the reconsideration line number and ask to be reconsidered, because when this application goes through, it goes through a robot. Basically, it's on a computer and it will instantly be vetted through them. When you call that reconsideration line, you're actually going to talk to a real human being and they can like expedite or elevate your request. And so that's a really good way to get approved. And again, they just may need some information on your business. It's not a big deal. You might just need to provide some information and then you'll be approved. So grab this offer. Thank you for joining me. I will see you next Tuesday.